name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. As I was thinking about this day, the 4th of July, 2020, where we as citizens of this great country, as we say, and as we know, and as we believe, of America, what has become the United States of America, we celebrate our independence some 244 years ago. And it is indeed a day to celebrate, because the founders of our country, in their effort, in their struggle, in their sweat and toil, and even in their lives, had ideals of what the citizens of this great country and this land would have to aspire to hope for, to live for, and even to die for. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, these are lofty goals. And even in the 244 years of this country, of America, not everyone fully participated or fully enjoyed those lofty goals. The opportunity has been and will be there for all who would strive to seek these lofty goals. As Christians, I was thinking about the words of Paul, as a Christian, I should say, when he was speaking to the church in Corinth. In 2 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, in particular, verse 17, and he says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty," or freedom. You see, even though we celebrate these freedoms that we have, or that we enjoy, or that we seek as Americans, and these are good things, even with that, they aren't always attainable. They are there for us as a goal, but they are not always attainable for all. But as Christians, where the Spirit is, there is liberty. There is freedom. This is attainable for all. All who become new creations in Christ, this is attainable. This is a loftier goal. The freedoms that we speak about in our country are temporal. They exist for us now, and we pray and we hope that they will exist for us and for our future generations, and for generations beyond. But as Christians, it is eternal. The freedom, the liberty that Paul speaks about, where the Spirit is, this is eternal. This is even a loftier goal. And this is what we as Christians should be seeking every moment of every day of our lives. This eternal freedom in Christ. Temporal is just that, temporal. It is temporary. But eternal is forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as we ponder these things, as we celebrate this 4th of July, this day where we recall and we remember and we are thankful for the birth of our nation, the independence that was granted and bestowed upon the founders and upon those who devoted their lives, or gave their lives rather, for those freedoms that we all enjoy today. Let us remember them. Let us celebrate them. Let us be thankful to our Almighty God for the freedoms that we enjoy, that we have this day. But let us also, even more earnestly, celebrate the liberty that is bestowed upon us by Almighty God as followers of Christ, as new creation in Christ. For as Paul says, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Amen.